Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
And I'm Marie. Today we have a great show for you. Today's topic is small talk.
And our title is, It's Time to Stop. It's time to stop.Okay, if you are driving all day, do you usually stop at a restaurant to eat?
I do. I like to stop at places called rest stops. Rest stops have a lot of different restaurants and shops.
That's great, and I think we'll learn a little bit more about that today. But first, we need to practice our reading. Here's Marie to help us.
Rob and Susie are going to Harrison. Rob needs to remember to get his jacket. He also feels hungry. That's okay. They can stop at a restaurant for lunch. After lunch, they stop to buy gas. Soon, they are in the Harrison area. But they have to stop one more time.Susie needs the restroom.
How exciting! Our friends Rob and Susie are on their way to Harrison. They are on a road trip. Have you ever been on a road trip before?
I have, Peter. I went on a road trip with my family. We were on the road for about 12 hours.
Wow, that sounds like a long time. Well, on road trips, you drive your car to a place.You can see many things, and you can stop along the way.
Yes, you can. Well, I'm excited to learn more. But first, let's go to Christina. She will help us with our keywords.
Hello, 今天 Rob 和 Susie 要到 Harrison 这个地方去做采访。出发前 ,Rob 说要记得回办公室去拿东西。动词记得或记住就是 remember.He needs to remember to get something from his office. 要去办公室拿什么呢？是他的夹克 ,jacket. He needs to get his jacket. 出发之后 ,Rob 觉得肚子饿了。Susie 说等一下会经过一家不错的餐厅。餐厅是 restaurant. There is a nice restaurant on the way. 午餐之后继续上路 ,Rob 说我们应该很快就会到 Harrison 那一区。We should be in the Harrison area soon. 名词 area 就是区域。Susie 很高兴在路上看到了一家加油站，原来她想要去一下厕所。名词 restroom 就是洗手间或厕所。She wants to use the restroom.
Hey Rob, where are you going?
Susie and I are going to Harrison.We're doing a special report there.
How long will you be gone?
We'll be gone all day.
Do you have everything?
Almost. I need to remember to stop to get my jacket from the office.
Before you go, stop to get lunch too.
That's a good idea. See you later, Alex.
I'm so excited for Rob and Susie. They are going to the Harrison to do a special report there.
A special report. Wow, that will sound fun. They can see many things and they will do a show about it. People will get information about this report.
Right. If you ever watch TV or the news, you can see reports about many things, such as food,what's happening around the world, or reports on animals.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder what kind of report Rob and Susie will do. I'll ask them when they get back.
That's a good idea. In our conversation, Alex wants to know how long Rob and Susie will be gone for. We learned that they will be gone all day, so they must bring everything they need.And Rob needs to remember to stop and get his jacket.
That's true. Remember, this is a great word. We remember things from the past, and Do you remember your first day of school or your favorite birthday party? Or do you have photos from your vacation? That is a way to remember your vacation.
Well, I remember many things from the past, both good things and bad things, like going to the hospital after I fell. But I don't remember what I did yesterday.
Marie, you don't remember what you did yesterday? She forgot. This is the opposite of remembering. So you either remember something or you forget it.
Wow, I hope I can remember it. I will soon. Don't worry, Peter.
Well, I think you're trying to remember. It's time to go to conversation B. Friends, let's watch it together.
Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready. But I feel hungry.
Me too. Let's stop to have lunch on the way.
Where should we stop to get lunch?
There's a nice restaurant on the way.
Sure. But we should stop to get gas too. We're almost out of gas.
Okay, let's stop to buy gas.
Susie and Rob are ready to go, but they are feeling hungry. Susie says, let's stop to have lunch on the way.
Hey, that's a great sentence. Let's go to Christina to learn more about it.
因为 Rob 肚子饿了，所以 Susie 就建议在路上停一下吃午餐吧。Let's stop to have lunch on the way. 这个句子里的 stop 有短暂停留一下的意思，而句尾的 on the way 就是在路上。所以我们来练习一下这个句型。Let's stop to do something on the way. 比如说 ，Let's stop to buy gas on the way.注意咯，我们都是说去加油，可是英文是用 buy gas, 去买汽油就可以了。再来 ,let's stop to get some drinks on the way. Let's stop to buy some flowers on the way. 你也可以练习一下造五个句子，大声的念出来，多念多说可以帮助你的英语表达更顺畅自信哦。
Thanks, Christina. Peter, how about we practice a little bit? Let's stop to take pictures on the way.
That's a great sentence. Here, let me try. Let's stop to buy some water on the way.
Wonderful. So, Susie has an idea. There's a nice restaurant she knows about on the way.
If you're feeling hungry, you go to a restaurant to eat a meal.Restaurants are everywhere, and there are many to choose from. Marie, what kinds of restaurants do you like to eat at?
Well, I like restaurants that have pizza, spaghetti, and really good soup. How about you, Peter?
Oh, it sounds like you like Italian restaurants. I like Mexican restaurants. I can have fajitas, burritos, lots of spicy food.
Oh, that sounds really good.All this talk about restaurants and food, I'm feeling hungry now.
Well, you're going to have to wait a little bit, Marie, just like Rob and Susie have to wait. They have to stop to put gas in their car first.
Oh, that's very important. They must do that before they eat lunch. If there is no gas in their car, then they can't go anywhere.Then they won't be able to go to Harrison to do the report.
That's right. Do you guys remember that you need to put gas in your car? If it doesn't have gas, it will stop.
That's right. And we don't want that to happen. All right. Well, right now we have to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Peter, you know where I come from in New Jersey, you don't have to put gas in your car by yourself.
I did know that because I went on a road trip to New York and I drove through New Jersey. It was so weird to have someone help me put gas in the car.
But it's very wonderful because you don't have to do anything. Well, right now we have to learn more. Let's go to Conversation C.
Wow, I feel really full. That was a great restaurant, Susie.
Yes, it was. We had a great lunch.
We should be in the Harrison area soon.
Great. Is that a gas station ahead?
Yes, but we don't need to stop to buy gas.
I know. We already bought gas, but I want to stop to use the restroom.
Rob and Susie finished their lunch. They really enjoyed the restaurant. Now Rob is full. Let's go to Christina to learn more about the word full.
午餐后 Rob 说我好饱哦 I feel really full 形容词 full 是很满的意思所以可以用 full 来形容肚子很饱不过看到字尾有 L 音的字又是我们一起练习的好机会了因为我们中文里面没有这样子的音所以很多人都念不标准请你现在就来跟我一起练习哦 full full 很多人会念成 full 这样子是不对的哦字尾有 L 音的时候就要在结尾轻轻的把舌尖顶在上颚的地方念成 full full 还有找到类似的字像是 pool pool doll doll cool cool tool tool 你一起练习了吗要把握每一次练习的机会哦
Thanks, Christina. Hey, Marie, this morning I ate a really big breakfast. It was so big that I am still full.
Oh, that's good, Peter. Now, if you feel full, you don't want to eat because you already ate enough. I'm not full. I'm hungry.
You should eat a bigger breakfast. Well, Rob and Susie should be in Harrison area soon.That's great news.
Yes, it is. Let's talk about the word area. An area is part of a bigger place. Do you live in a city or small town? What kinds of things are in your area?
I am from Colorado. In my area, there are mountains and many beautiful places like Denver.
Oh, that sounds very nice, Peter.In our conversation, Susie tells Rob, we already bought gas. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Today, we have a very special treat for you. That's right, it's a grammar point. If you want to say that someone already did something, you can use this grammar point. We already did something.For example, we already ate dinner, or they already went home. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. How about we practice using today's grammar point? We already paid the bill.
Great! Here's another sentence. We already ate lunch. Try making a sentence by yourself or with a friend.
Rob and Susie already bought gas at the gas station. But Susie says, I want to use the restroom.
I want to use the restroom.
Marie, shh, don't say that too loudly.
I want to use the restroom.
Marie!
Don't worry, Peter. I just said that because that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
I want to use the restroom.
I want to use the restroom.
我想上厕所。
I want to use the restroom.
The lake is there.
I want to use the restroom.
The forest is there.
I want to use the restroom.
The hills are there.
Where is the restroom?
Around the lake, through the forest, and over the hills.
Oh no!
I want to use the restroom.
I want to use the restroom. 我想上厕所。
That was a fun calendar phrase. Now let's review our keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Remember. Remember. Please remember your water bottle.
Jacket. Jacket. It's cold. I need my jacket.
Restaurant. Restaurant. We can go to that restaurant for lunch.
Area. Area. I'm in the area. Please wait 1 minute.
Restroom. Restroom. I want to wash my hands in the restroom. Okay, friends, those are the keywords for today. And now we can take a look back at our lesson one more time. Let's watch it together.
Hey, Rob. Where are you going?
Susie and I are going to Harrison. We're doing a special report there.
How long will you be gone?
We'll be gone all day.
Do you have everything?
Almost. I need to remember to stop to get my jacket from the office.
Before you go, stop to get lunch too.
That's a good idea. See you later, Alex.
Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready. But I feel hungry.
Me too. Let's stop to have lunch on the way.
Where should we stop to get lunch?
There's a nice restaurant on the way.
Sure. But we should stop to get gas too. We're almost out of gas.
Okay, let's stop to buy gas.
Ooh, wow, I feel really full. That was a great restaurant, Susie.
Yes, it was. We had a great lunch.
We should be in the Harrison area soon.
Great. Is that a gas station ahead?
Yes, but we don't need to stop to buy gas.
I know. We already bought gas, but I want to stop to use the restroom.
Linda, are you ready for our trip?
Yes, I'm ready for fun, fun, fun!
Good. According to my plan, we will arrive exactly in 3 hours and 23 minutes.
Wait! I have to find my jacket first.
Well, please hurry up. We have to leave soon.
Hey, I'm feeling hungry. Can we stop at a restaurant for lunch?
Well, I didn't plan on that.
Then we can stop and get gas.
Oh, gas. I completely forgot about gas.
Oh, remember, I stop a lot and use the restroom.
But Ginger, my plan was to arrive in exactly 3 hours and 23 minutes.
Let's make that 7 hours and 23 minutes. The more time, the more fun!
Oh, no.
Now, where is my jacket? Let's see.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. And I want to introduce you to someone special. This is my brother John. John, say hi to our friends. John has a bad habit. He looks at his phone all the time. He doesn't talk to his friends and family when we are together. Cell phones are useful, but we shouldn't look at them all the time. This is not a good habit.
Everyone has bad habits. Some people go to bed really late. Then they don't get enough sleep. Some people eat too many snacks. Some people watch too much TV. What can we do to change our habits? It's actually pretty easy. Just remember A, B, C. First A is admit. Admit you have a bad habit. This is the first step. When you admit you have a problem, then you can change it. Next B is for break and build. Break the bad habit and build new good habits. If you eat too many snacks, break the bad habit by throwing away the junk food in your house. And build good habits by putting good food in your kitchen. Next, C is confess and cooperate. Confess means to tell someone about your bad habit. Cooperate means to work with others. It is easier to build a new habit if you tell someone about what you want to do, and then ask them to work with you.
Great! Now friends, when you are able to change your habits, you should celebrate! Give yourself a reward! And I'm going to talk to John now. Let's go. See you next time, everyone.
Thanks for joining us today. We had a lot of fun. So, Peter, if I ever want to take a road trip somewhere with my friends, what kinds of things should we bring with us?
Well, you should bring some water, food, and money, and a phone.
Wait, a phone? A phone for what?
Well, if your car breaks down and nobody is around, you are going to have to call someone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You never know what can happen, right?
And you should always make sure you have gas in your car. That's very important.
Yes, it's very important. We don't want to break down anywhere. Well, we learned a lot today, and we also had a lot of fun. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.